This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Aurora paramedic Peter Chikuniak is being sentenced for his role in Elijah McClain's death this afternoon. Chikuniak was the lead EMT on the scene when McClain was forcibly arrested by police. He made the call to give McClain an overdose of ketamine, which experts say caused the 23-year-old's death. An Adams County jury found Chikuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide and assault in December. He's been in custody since. Tuesday is Colorado's presidential primary, and the Supreme Court has yet to answer one big outstanding question. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Is Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump eligible for office? While his name appears on the ballot, the Supreme Court has yet to give an opinion about whether he's disqualified, something the Colorado State Supreme Court ruled in December. Fremont County Clerk Justin Grantham says he's been asked about what this means for Tuesday's primary.
The question before us right now is, will they order us to suppress the vote for the outcome of President Trump if he is not eligible?
While Secretary of State Jenna Griswold wishes a decision had been made earlier to give voters certainty, she adds ballots for Trump will be counted on Super Tuesday unless the Supreme Court rules otherwise. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Temperatures are mild across Colorado, but winter weather and fire conditions are on the way this weekend. Places along the I-70 corridor, such as Aspen and Vail, may see up to 10 inches of snow between tomorrow night and Monday morning. Meanwhile, southern and eastern parts of the state will be under a red flag warning for high fire danger. This is CPR News and KRCC.